0710.
Well, it's a Raz FM Mid Mornings with myself, Princess Emma. Parenting Edition is exactly what we have in this hour. And like I did say quite earlier, that you could also share your insight and what you think on the Bella Bell topic. And exactly what do you think should be added on the Bella Bell as a parent? 072-885-7702. Simply drop us a comment on Facebook. We are at Raz FM 943. On the line this morning, we do have Dr. Nicholas Molo. He's actually an education law lecturer. Hello. He is, yes, good morning. How are you doing, doctor?
Hello.
Good morning. And welcome to Raz FM Mid Mornings.
Hello.
Oh, it might seem like we're struggling to hear each other there, but we'll try to actually have him on the line again because we want him to assist us in sharing insight on the Bella Bell, on what exactly does it entail and the important things that parents should know on what is being changed, what is being modified, and just the most important things, and not to be taken away or swayed by social media and those mini clips that are coming through on your TikTok and also on your Facebook. Dr. Nicholas Molo, good morning and welcome to Raz FM.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Super excited. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that we could, get you back on the line there. But just to sum it up in a way that could, present a much clearer understanding on what is the Bella Bell.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity. The Bella Bill is called now a Bella Act. In fact, it's the amendment of laws. There are various clauses that have been amended in the South African Schools Act and also in the Employment of Educators Act. Thank you.
And let's take a look at what now is the Bella Act and, the impact it has on homeschooling. What about the parents' rights there?
Yeah, in fact, in terms of the parent right, it does not take parents' rights. According to me, it is that the government just wants it to be regulated because it was not regulated before, and the Department of Education did not know how many learners were involved in homeschooling because there was no formal registration. But what now they are going to do is to formalize the process so that there is formal registration, and then there's another maybe a very important aspect of ensuring that they get quality education. The curriculum that they are doing should be known by the state. Yeah, there are a lot of benefits, according to me, of ensuring that the state is involved in homeschooling.
All right. Now, if there is also one thing that is, causing the spark is the concerns of learners being allowed to have abortions without parental consent, unisex toilets, and as well as the sex education. Could you elaborate further and enlighten us on that one?
According to my understanding, I went through the Bella Bill. There is nothing that says learners should be involved in maybe abortion issues and all that. Maybe those are just rumors, which I think our parents and communities and people maybe are making. So I will encourage people to read the Bella Bill before they made a comment, whether on social media or anywhere, because according to me, I have read, I went through it, I never saw anything about that.
Well, that's quite enlightening, because one thing for sure is that you know, once a person comes online and they say something, it could cause a negativeness towards this act as well. And I love the fact that you're encouraging parents to, you know, take the step to actually go through it other than just being swayed away by social media. And I love the fact that you highlighted as well on the homeschooling and on how much the act, or rather wants, the government wants to be able to regulate that in terms of the curriculum that is being taught to the children at home. What other thing would you love to tell parents, or rather just to encourage them to look out for in the act?
Yeah, there are pending issues. I think when the president was launching it, he mentioned clause 4 and 5. These two clauses, I think, have been challenged by NGOs and political parties because they were not happy. They involve issues like language of teaching, because in most of the cases, these NGOs and political parties, they are referring to schools such as former Model C schools, because there are parents who want to take their children to former model schools, and the policies that were used previously. Parents from communities were not happy because it had an element of maybe discriminating some of the learners. Mm. So hence, the department wanted to amend this section, or especially the admission policies and the language policies. So, but then that is what is causing a problem in our country now. Hence, the president has said that for 3 months that clause, or the two clauses, are not going to be implemented because it has been challenged by various sectors.
Oh, thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us and also just sharing insight and providing, you know, a much clearer view of this bill, which has now become an act as the president signed it on the 13th of this month, September. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, there you have it. We were chatting to Dr. Nicholas Molo, who is an education law lecturer, to give us a much clearer insight. But what I love about him is that he's encouraging parents and to actually take that step of reading the Bella Act and understanding it, so that we are not swayed away and taken away by what social media says, and we know for sure on what it entails. It protects both learners, educators, and also you as parents have a right.